people are okay. They're not going to harm you. You can talk to them.
Our little girl's named Olivia. What is yours?
What we're feeling is a heat right now. I'm not quite sure where it's coming from. Can you move if we need too quickly?
Because
if it gets too much hotter, we're going to, you understand?
Or it's just starting to get blind with you.
That crossed here. That wasn't them. That crossed here.
What was that?
I don't know. It was big, though.
All right. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And we are on the line with Missouri Paranormal Research, and we're talking about the... What was the actual title we called this again? The Union Screaming House?
The Union Screaming House.
Okay. What a title. If somebody said, hey, we're going to go investigate the Union Screaming House tonight, I'd be like, oh, really?
Well, that's like, let's go to Savage House.
Well, yeah.
No.
I think I'm going to the Coney and I'm going to have a cup of coffee. I don't think
I'm going to the Waffle House, and I'll see you guys after, okay?
Anyway, well, you know, it's kind of the Ghost Hunter thing. It's got to have a catchy name, you know, which is just Zombie Road Guys.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, exactly.
You know?
Well, yeah, you know, and I mean, well, it's an accurate title, though. That's the thing. I mean, you said, you know, that's one thing I want to ask you. You were talking about when you were trying to move your stuff out of this house.
Right.
You said you were, or actually, when you were your kids, unfortunately, were locked in this room. You said you were hearing screaming. Am I correct?
Right. Right. It was a male scream that went over and over and over and over again.
Did he
actually? That was my second contact with it. The first time I saw it was like a week earlier, and I looked up and I was going, getting ready to wait to go on business, and I looked up and there was this gray ghostly, misty figure standing there of a man. It was the outline of a man, but it was fluid inside. I mean, this stuff moved. I mean, it's the best way to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked down and I thought, well, you know, if I look back up, you know, this thing's going to be gone. This is my imagination.
Mm-hmm.
I looked back up and it walked into the room in front of me and then it dissipated.
Oh my
and,
God.
That was our first encounter with it. On the way out of the house that night was the first time we heard the scream. It screamed once.
Is it saying, when it screams, I mean, is it saying anything or is it just like, rah, screaming?
Oh, when it screams, it's, you know, if, imagine someone in the most horrific pain they possibly could be in, a male. You know, I mean, it sounds like somebody is just like, you know, I would imagine what it'd be like to be disemboweled. That's kind of how it sounds.
I was going to say being repeatedly kicked in the groin or something like that. That's the worst pain I can imagine a male could have.
Right.
Either way, I mean, I'm wondering if there was any words being said, but all you heard was just screaming more.
At that point, all we heard was screaming. Now, later on, it would actually, you know, when we during the 2+ years of investigation, when we were actually doing it in the house, we actually got to the point where it would growl at us.
Mm-hmm.
It would try talking to us. Sometimes you could understand it, sometimes you couldn't. We didn't necessarily need to have the tape recorder on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
One night, we were standing there, and it was like a draft that went by us, and along with the draft was a low voice, lower than mine, guys.
Oh, wow.
And it said, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
As it went by, and we kind of went, whoa, you know, why'd you just do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we'd hear a little boy singing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, playing in the yard. A lot of times you'll hear them out there. It was just a lot of different things. You know, the thing is about this house, though, that's real important to understand, especially before we go into EVP,
mm-hmm.
is whatever you wanted this house to be, it would give you. Like, let's say you made up in your mind that I'm going to go in there in this house. The scenario is this. You know, that scenario would play out for you.
Wow.
You know, that's the unusual thing about this house. It would give the investigator what it wanted them to give, you know, what the investigator expected out of it.
Hmm.
Yeah, what did I call it for a while, Steve? I said it was like the EVP candy store for me.
Right, exactly.
I'd go in,
you know, right.
I'd go in looking to take EVPs, and I would come out with, you see how many's on the site.
And he would come, what's funny, because the discussions before going in, he would say, well, what do you think if it's this? And I'll be darned if we didn't go in, and that's the EVP we get that night,
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, because that seems more like, the Bell Witch case.
Where she
could do these different things to the different people, depending on whether she liked them or not, I guess, or hated them.
Right.
And it sounds like a lot more power is necessary to be able to do this than just... What's the ground makeup? Is this on clay, or is this... Because this is something that Paul Eno looks at when he does an investigation. Is this, like, mostly
there's a lot
sand?
Of clay rock out here.
Clay and rock?
Clay
and
limestone.
Yeah.
Okay. Limestone? Okay. I know...
is there
as far
an
as the
underground world... stream or any rivers nearby, or...
There, three blocks over, there is an underground cavern. We do know, because the city was in the process of tearing up the street in front of the house,
mm-hmm.
because it was caving in, and what they found out was what they believe it is a tunnel that went underneath the house. And it was filled in with bricks at one time, and then they just put the street on top of it, So we're not quite sure what that was.
Tell them where the tunnel connected to, though, Steve.
Pardon me?
It connected to the other murder house.
Right, it did. It connected to the house where the woman murdered her husband and then murdered herself in the 70s.
Oh, my God.
So you get into that and you think, well, if you have this tunnel system going, which is not unusual when you start talking about, they had servants, they had slaves. A lot of times these places, they didn't want to see their servants, they didn't want to see their slaves. So tunnel systems are not an outrageous thought.
No, they're not at all. It's very logical to have those things there. It's you said the street was actually caving in when they were pulling this thing apart, though?
Right, they were pulling it apart, and to me it was upsetting, because after the fact, they uncovered this thing, and then they turn around and they cover it up without really investigating into what it was.
Wow.
A little bothersome.
That's very, very weird. I don't know why they wouldn't do something like that.
Small towns are, something out of the ordinary. This is what we found. You don't want to discuss it, and you want to ignore it. It's kind of like that. I mean, the town has really come around in the past year as far as the haunting goes. And, they handled it very, very well, because there was a time there where it got very, very busy with people that were interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the town really, really did handle it well. So, we would be out there doing work, and, they'd drive by and they'd wave and say hi. Sometimes they'd stop and talk to us.
Kind
of cool.
It's good to have that kind of support, too. I mean, unfortunately, there's not a lot of that out there. A lot of people that try to do this work. I know one quick one. When we were at the Sally House, they kept my luggage, right?
Right.
They thought I was a terrorist or something. I don't know. And they were when we got there. Of course, these guys know I was livid. I'm like, I need my luggage. I have my equipment in there. I need this stuff. We have to get to work. And they're like, well, you're gonna have to come back here and get it. I'm like, well, I'm an hour away. I'm not coming back here if I don't have to. You drive it out to me. I want you to drive it out to me. And they actually got somebody in a van and they brought the luggage out to me. And the guy walked up, and this is just an example. The guy walked up and he's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, oh, yeah, give me that. Give me. It's mine. Give me. So I grab the thing out of his hands, and I'm like, yeah, now go away. Just go away. I don't want to talk to you people anymore. He's like, and he saw all the equipment and stuff set up, and he's like, oh, what are you guys artists? Are you recording? Are you doing a movie? I'm like, no, actually, we're ghost hunters. We're doing an investigation here. And he's like, of course, you get this little snicker.
Right.
And then look down at the ground, and then, okay, cool, and then walks away. That's usually the response you get from a lot of people. It's good to hear the town you were working in, the people were at least being cool to you guys and letting you do your thing.
Well, what happened, you hit a haunting that was happening there all the way back to the 60s, so a lot of the town already knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny because, there was a period of time there where you would be sitting, you could sit out from the side of the house, and the townspeople would get to the property line, and they would cross the street to get away from it.
Oh my God.
Would never walk in front of it. It was kind of funny.
Well, that's a very serious thing right there. I mean, you have people that are that I won't use the word superstitious, but that aware that there's something going on at this house to the point where I don't even want to go near the thing for fear of seeing something or having something grab me and pull me in there or whatever. That's a pretty. It's obviously a historic thing. People know about this.
Well, you know, the day I was moving in, I was unpacking the truck, and a car slowed down, and they said, "We hope you do okay here." And I looked at my daughter. I looked at my daughter, and I said, "Gosh, the neighbors are nice here."
Well, yeah.
You know, oh, man, I had no idea.
They're wishing you best of luck in your endeavors. You think that? Yeah, you think, "Hey, well, thank you." They're looking at me going,
"You crazy man? What are you doing?"
Yeah,
they all went home and filled out their calendars on the betting pool.
Right? They're like, "Okay,
2 weeks.
I'll take 3 weeks."
Oh my God! Well, yeah. I mean, and that's the, and again, that's just the awareness, like you said. I mean, people know what's going on at this house.
Right.
You know, you'd think they go, "Okay, why don't we just take the house away?" And so, at least we don't have to look at it, but, I mean, it's still there for a reason. There's a reason
for
it.
Well, they're to the point now where the city's talking about taking the buying the land,
mm-hmm.
and demolishing the house and making it part of a storage area for the city.
Oh, boy.
Which probably would be the best idea that they could do for everyone involved.
Yeah, and you guys are probably coming back in about 3 years talking about the haunted Union storage area.
Well, there you go. Yeah,
the problem hasn't gone away. Yeah, you can't. Yeah. I've seen time and time again where there's been homes that have been leveled like that, a supposed haunted home, and they've been leveled, and where they put a new house up, but they just leave it flat, or they get rid of all the refuse. There's still hauntings. There's still things that happen there.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
So I don't think that wouldn't necessarily remove the problem, I don't think, if that's the theory you go by.
But it would.
Right. I don't think it'll remove the problem, but you know what it is going to do is it's going to make sure that a family with young children is not going to move in there again.
Right.
Yeah. There
it's
you go.
It's going to limit
that's
the exposure.
Problem. Right.
Well, I'd hate to see somebody go through what you went through again. That's horrendous. I couldn't imagine anything worse than that.
Well, you know, when our client moved out of the house, what moved in there was a father and a mother and 6 small children.
Oh, my God.
And this family is living on the first floor right now. This house, they don't live upstairs and they don't live in the basement. They live on the first floor.
And that's it, huh?
Yeah.
That's all over. Oh, wow. I guess they're waiting to move out, too, pretty soon.
Well, yeah, the money situation because of the move and everything, they're waiting to move out as well.
Well, it's great that you have people that, it seems like a lot of the tenants that you've dealt with here, I mean, they've been very cooperative about it, and it sounds like
they have.
It sounds like the story coincides in a lot of ways, too. They're all experiencing this phenomenon.
They all experience the same things. It's kind of eerie when you talk to them. It really is.
Well, yeah, you're going, "Hey, yeah, I had the same thing happen to me."
Right.
Why don't we get into some EVPs here, guys? Is that cool?
Cool.
All right. Like I said, this list we have compiled here, it basically is just a mirror image of what's on the website, the Union EVP page. The first one we have here, and I mean, we're going to try to work together on this. Will, why don't you throw it out there? The first one, you guys, really cool, you put like a little description over every single one of them. The first one, Steve, did you want to get into this, or do you want Will to talk about this a little bit?
Well, let's Greg talk about these.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I meant Greg. Sorry about that. Greg, where are you at? Greg, you there?
I know how to turn the recorder on.
Greg, did you want to talk about this a little bit?
Yeah, if you want me to.
Yeah, go ahead.
So you're just going right down the list, then?
We're going right down the list, man.
So the first one, that was back in August of 2005,
mm-hmm.
It's taken from the basement area of the house. There was a small group of us in the basement at the time investigating it. I also want to note that during this period, something that's a little odd with this haunting is sometimes when there's a manifestation or you feel a presence, especially with the more sensitives, the other non-sensitives were starting to feel actually the temperature rising for no unexplainable reason. I didn't have my portable thermometer with me, so I wasn't able to capture, you know, the actual degree difference, but it got pretty uncomfortable, you know, down there after a time.
Okay.
Well, with the hot and cold spots, you could see when we were tracking them, guys, they could go through 30 degrees either way.
Up or down? Extreme.
Up or down.
Wow.
Well, see, and that coincides out at Trainwreck site.
Mm-hmm.
Will and I had gone out there one night, and there was a circle about probably 5 foot in diameter that was balmy.
In January.
Mm-hmm. And then if you guys know about Michigan in January, it's not exactly the
it's
warmest.
Not, right. Yeah, you'd never call it balmy. So I mean, it was downright warm.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say the degree, even though we didn't take measurements also, the degree difference was so noticeable you could step into and out of the circle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, warm spots are equally as unusual as cold spots, I think.
Well, they're both degrees of energy. They're both field of energy.
One way or the other.
Whether it's hot or cold, it's just a different variation. Why don't we check out this first EVP here?
And in this one, I'll just narrate it a little bit for you. You got Steven here on this one asking if, do you know a Henry? And that's because one of the more sensitive people was, you know, picking up the name of Henry.
Okay.
And you'll hear, do you want me to say the possible answer? Just let the let it ride. And
Well, I've already read this one, so we might as well go ahead and say it. But
yeah,
from then on, I'm not going to read the descriptions because I want to be able to try and pick them out.
Okay, yeah, when we do that.
But then
on this one, there's a possible answer or no. And this is one that Todd Bates at Haunted Voices cleaned up and did an analysis on.
Okay.
And he considered this a Class A EVP, clocking in right about 46.87 hertz.
Okay, let's give this a listen.
Is the basement thing down here with us? Or whoever you are, you're going to talk to me. I've always talked to a little servant today. Why don't you come out and talk to us?
That's the end of it?
Yeah.
Let's hear it one more time.
Can you guys hear that?
That's not the right one for that clip. That's a different one.
Is it a different one? I thought that
that's
was...
That's okay. I'm going to be a little bit off track here because of us trying to revamp and I can't get online to look right now.
That's number one, right?
Yeah.
That's number one?
Okay. So I might have to let you guys...
okay, that's no problem. That's all right. The first
this
one...
This was the one before it, and I forgot to have that down in my notes here. That's also
cool.
The same place in the basement, and it's before probably the next one coming up.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Let's listen to it again, and let's see if I can figure out what it says.
Okay.
I like that.
Is the basement thing down here with us? Or whoever you are? You're going to talk to me. I've always talked to a little servant today. Why don't you come out and talk to us?
You definitely hear a quick answer there.
Yes.
That's what I heard.
It sounds like yes.
And it's
a female voice.
A female
yes.
Voice.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and that's a little different because I know I've heard female voices, but that one sounds very. I mean, as soon as I heard it, I'm like, that's a female.
One he's got that when we get to, you guys aren't going to believe that it's a female. It's unbelievable.
Well, that really comes through, though. I mean, it's amplified a little bit in that area, but you hear the yes. It's a breathy. It's a heavy yes. You hear it. I mean, there's a lot of dynamics to these things, and I always like to get into the inflection is. I guess you'd say on the voice, I mean, what they're saying, you know. That comes through really clear, though.
Was that the same investigation?
That's from the same date. It was prior to the one I read off. So what I'll do is I'll wait until you guys play it so I got the right one.
I think
one.
That's what we'll do. We'll play them and then we'll talk about them. Will, go to number
but
two.
But this is where, you know, Steve and some of the investigators, they knew that the basement, you know, had things in there. And that's why Steve was just asking for the basement thing because there was no name attached to it yet.
Okay. Yeah. Well. Is that what you guys want to do? You guys just want to plan first, and then we can talk about them. Is that cool?
Right.
That'll be easier. Yeah. That'll be very much easier. Go ahead. Will, why don't you just go ahead and play number two?
Are you sensing something? I'm not correct now.
It's over.
He got these before we changed the page, Greg. That was the Did you guys hear it?
You know what? This is the one. Play it again, Will.
Can you sense this on me? I'm not Greg now.
Yeah, you hear that?
Right. That's one of the more famous ghosts from the Union House. We named it Bob for the simple reason that we got tired of calling him in. But you'll hear a lot of EVP from him. He's real cantankerous. He does not want us there.
Mm-hmm.
He does not want to be talking to us. He becomes rather smart with Greg at one point, you'll hear.
Okay.
But just to give you a background on him.
Okay. I want to hear that one more time just so people know what we're talking about. Go ahead and hit it again, Will.
Can you sense something? I'm not Greg now.
It's very light in there.
Somebody putting their finger going shh.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what he was doing, I would imagine.
It's very clear, too. You hear that? It's just shh. It's a soft shh. Why don't we move to number three here and see what this one is. And let's go ahead and hit that one.
It's like Christmas.
I know. This is like EVP Christmas for us. We've been listening to EVP since we started the show, it seems. That's something. We just love EVPs here. It's such an amazing study, I think, and it's really cool to talk about these things.
Right.
Let's do number three.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me why you're on the roof?
I heard it, but I couldn't make it out. Can you do it one more time, Will?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me why you're on the roof?
It's cold?
Yeah, it's cold.
It's cold. What was that, guys?
Well, we had either no or tomorrow on that one.
No or tomorrow.
That was taken on it.
I could see it's cold, too, there.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought, too.
So but that also was taken on the same investigative date that I believe came in. That was from the breezeway area of the house on the second floor.
Okay.
And that happened right after I was up there with a couple people, and I started smelling a really foul, like sulfur and sewage combined smell.
Yeah.
And then I also heard like an audible growl coming from the roof area.
Oh, my God.
It's like a really strange noise, and that's when I started trying to capture the EVPs in that area.
Okay. Why don't we play three one more time? I just want to, you guys had your thing, and we had our thing.
So we think it's cold, and then it was tomorrow or no?
Well, Todd Bates did analysis on that, too, and he gave that a Class A at a 93.75 hertz.
Wow. All right, let's listen one more time.
And he thought no or tomorrow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me why you're on the roof?
I still get it's cold,
honestly. I mean, that's what I'm hearing from the headphones.
You can permute it into any of them, I think.
Yeah.
It's obviously, you'd need a lot more energy and you'd need vocal cords to to be able to enunciate.
Oh yeah.
Better than that, but I think that was pretty clearly did not belong there.
Well, yeah.
And it clearly imparts information. So I think it's clearly an excellent EVP.
That's the most important part there too, that's what you listen for, obviously, when you're doing this EVP thing, is you're listening for things that just don't belong in the environment that are recorded on the thing, obviously. And
right, the hertz levels are just a general guideline, but I don't think those hold true to 100%.
No, they don't. I mean, it's really a matter. I mean, you guys tell me what you think about this, because, I mean, we've captured EVPs before, and it's just like photos. You shoot a photo, and you say, okay, look, that misty cloud with that thing with a pitchfork and a tail, that was not there when I shot this photo. What you've done is you when you shot the photo, maybe you were taking a picture of a car or something, and then all of a sudden you have this weird thing in there. And what basically I always tell people is it's your word against the world then. And that applies the same to EVPs where, obviously, Greg, you were there when you were recording this thing, and you know it didn't belong there. You know it didn't belong there. Because you didn't hear it with your ears. You didn't hear somebody say it's cold or no or tomorrow or whatever it may be. That's what's the most important thing, I think, is just that. It doesn't belong there.
That and plus the human experience around it and then equipment readings if they apply at the time.
Mm-hmm. Completely. Why don't we move on to number four here on the list. Let's just play it again and let's see what we get of it.
Okay. My little girl's named Olivia. What is yours?
Play it again.
Our little girl's named Olivia. What is yours?
I got Dawn.
That sounds more like July to me.
July?
Which is not a real girl's name, but I'm wondering. I only heard it twice ever, but I mean, these two times.
Mm-hmm.
But what'd you hear, Will?
I couldn't figure it out.
Okay.
Oh, hear it again. Let's give it another listen.
Our little girl's named Olivia. What is yours?
I got Dawn.
I hear two syllables. It's a female voice, two syllables.
Oh, yeah, it's female, definitely. I agree. I'm getting Dawn. I'm hearing Dawn.
Dawn's one syllable.
I know. You're saying it's two syllables. I'm saying it's one syllable.
I hear two.
Rock, paper, scissors right now for it. Is that okay?
What do you guys get? You've listened to it more than
Well, on this one here, that's a unique one. That was taken on the following weekend on the 27th back in August, and that was actually outside the house near the front porch. That's another one Todd did. I think right after it, you'll have a reverse of that also. It's a forward and reverse plane. What we got out of it is possibly move on or the one.
Oh, okay, yeah. I remember the site now. See, I read this, but I don't remember every little thing, honestly. I don't. But I remember that's the one you guys said. It was the one.
Right.
Which, that's pretty, very prolific when you think about it. What's your name? I'm the one.
I am the one.
It's kind of scary, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I'm like, okay, you're the one, and I'm gone. I'll see you later. Bye.
Right.
I mean, I'll leave you alone. It's an interesting, it's obviously a female voice. I mean, I think we agree on that, Doug. It sounds very female. I maybe it's because I'm a shallow person and I heard Dawn, because I mean I'm better with one syllable than two syllables, I guess.
Well, who goes and does these investigations with you? Is there a female?
Is there? We do have some females.
Okay.
Any of them sound like any of these?
No, any of those.
We go through some strict analysis, and there's a lot that we push aside.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If it's controversial whatsoever, we'll put it in like a controversial file and just leave it there.
So you know, we're real careful too about, one of the things is when he goes out for the EVP, a lot of times we'll just send Greg and Judy out alone to do the EVP just for that reason, that you don't want to be able to capture, somebody, whispering to somebody next to you. We try to keep a pretty controlled atmosphere for it, so.
That's one thing I've noticed, that some people, people have sent us EVPs and stuff like that, and the one thing, you go out into an area like this, a lot of people go out there and they think, I'm in a dark cemetery or a dark house or wherever it may be. For some reason, they feel compelled to whisper.
Worst thing to do when you're taking EVP is whisper.
Because that in my opinion, it'll just skew all of your evidence, because everything, it's going to basically, a lot of these things, obviously, we've already heard some that are very kind of breathy and whispery like that. And that's one of the earmarks of these things, is that they are kind of breathy and whispery. So, obviously, if you're going, hey, man, I want to record this thing, okay? I'm going to record on. You're going to go, hey, that ghost is recording too. Oh, my God. It's Miller time. We just proved the existence of the afterlife. Yay. No, you didn't. You were whispering in the recorder. And that's why it's important, I think. And this is why I went out last night, like I said, Doug. I went out ghosting. And what's the first thing I did when I got back here? I plugged the USB in there, and I put it in the computer, and I listened to the whole thing through.
Yep.
Because it was still fresh in my head. I didn't wait like a week and go, okay, what did we do that night? I don't remember now.
And that's the same thing I do. I usually come back right after an investigation, plug it in, download it, and start listening.
Yeah, yeah, because it's still kind of fresh in your head. You know what the events, how things unfolded, how the scenario played out. So if you hear, like, a twig break, and you were in that situation, you stepped on a twig, you know that it was the twig you stepped on.
Right.
Well, Greg even goes as far as saying, I just stepped on a twig,
I'll note every noise that I hear usually on a segment. If it's a car coming by, I'll just say car, so I know later for analysis that's what the noise is from.
Yeah, that's why I love doing that. I always I try to like really get descriptive, like, okay, the wind's blowing at 20 miles an hour tonight. So you're going to hear a brisk sound of the breeze in the recorder, and you're going to hear the nightclub next to the cemetery we're at. They're playing Shake Your Booty Tonight by Shaniqua or whoever, and you're going to hear all these things. But no, it's funny, but it's important to really, in my opinion, to be as descriptive as possible. So it's specified, obviously, on playback when you're doing
that. And that's about how distinctive I am when I take my notes.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want to do.
And I even have some EVPs from when I'm taking my notes. Those are on there. Where a voice disappears as loud as mine right after I got done with my note taking.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That's happened because we've heard that. Bill, why can't I think of his name? Bill, he wrote the book.
Bill Scott.
Thank you very much. They were done with their investigation in the cemetery, right? And they're walking back to their car. This was his first ever investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And he's walking back to his car, and he's, fiddling with the recorder, and it was still on. They're done. They were finished. And that's where he got the EVP.
Yeah.
There's the book.
The book, yep, exactly.
And I've learned that lesson, too, sometimes. I'll just do a passive approach now, versus, the interactive all time. And sometimes I just leave the recorder on if I enter a site or at random times, just in case.
I found that a passive approach from the few that the ones that really were like, oh my God, that's something that was not there when we were talking. I found that the passive approach seems to work a lot of times too. I mean, even more than the actual kind of the protocol we have going now, where okay, did you live here? And then 15 seconds of silence. The more passive approach where you're just more laid back and just maybe having a conversation or whatnot, that seems to yield results. Unfortunately, it's a little hard to analyze that way because you got stuff popping up left and right as opposed to just trying to get a straight answer. from somebody. I mean, it's a little bit more difficult to analyze. Why don't we take a quick break? It's like 8:30 right now. We're blowing right through this thing, man. I'm telling you, I'm having a ball here. This is some really amazing stuff, guys. Thanks again. Let's take a quick break, though. We have the Missouri Paranormal Research people on the phone right
now. And again, MissouriParanormalResearch.com.
Yes, dot com.
That's it.
Yeah, right. We'll be right. What?
We're in the investigations area under the Union EVP page.
Yeah,
right?
It's actually the Union Investigations and then Union. It's the Union. Oh, forget it. It says Union.
Okay. Click on Union.
Union. Click on Union and then go to Union EVP, and that's what we're looking at right now.
Right.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Steve, are you on the internet?
Thank you.
and this is Ghostly Talk. We're on the phone with the folks from Paranormal... Wait, I'm sorry, I missed a word. Missouri Paranormal Research, and their website is www.missouriparanormalresearch.com. We're talking about the Union Screaming House, and aptly named, because... I have a question about the screams that you heard.
Sure.
Were they close by, or were they moving through the house, or were they in a certain area? How loud?
They were coming from the basement of the home.
From the basement, which is
the best I could tell from it, from the basement area.
But they permeated, right? I mean, they echoed through the house.
Right, and they could get very loud. The thing is at that point too, because I sat down with a neighbor this past summer that had lived in that neighborhood for 31 years, and actually I got a little combative because, you know, I'm like, you cannot tell me that you do not hear this scream when it happens. You know, because I mean, it's so loud that the dogs start barking, and he looked at me and he goes, yeah, we hear screaming. But we just think, you know, it could be them watching a movie or something over there. You know, and I'm like, but then later on he begins to open up and tell me more stories, you know, how
right.
people do.
Right.
You know. But it was really a frustrating thing for me because I know the neighbors hear it. Except the next door lady, I believe she's blind and deaf, so she's got an excuse, you know.
Right, right. Well, what about the, like, have you put a human being, like a living one, down there? And asked them to scream at the top of their lungs.
Yeah, you know what? That was one of the first things I did. Is I think I screamed in every spot of that basement. I have screamed in every opening, anything I could find on the outside that might echo in through the basement, and I was never able to recreate it. Never able to.
So it is. It's got some ethereal power to it that that's carrying it throughout the house and even outside of the house so that
right.
people can hear it.
It really does.
Because you can't recreate it with vocal cords.
No, you cannot recreate it with vocal cords. I even looked into, sometimes certain owls or animals will let off certain screeches. I even went and listened. I listened to hours of audio of owls, believe it or not, at one point. You know, because and this was before, you know, because I was looking for a reason for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to justify it in my own mind. I was trying to put things, you know, how you have to do. You have to come to a point where, you know, and I came up with nothing.
Detox can sound like a child crying if you're not ready for it.
Right.
Well, so can, what is the, oh gosh, the cats when they're, you know,
right.
getting friendly, they they tend to scream, and it sounds like, you know, kids beating each other up and killing
right.
each other.
Yeah.
You know, if we're talking a low guttural male scream, it would have had to have been a man. It really would have. And as a matter of fact, there's an article on our site that you know, after all those hours of listening to audio and talking to this one specialist, that she actually wrote an article for our site about hauntings. And is it the actual haunting that you're hearing, or is it an animal? You know, where she describes some of the things we're talking about here.
How often does it happen?
There is not a day that goes by in that house where at least one event doesn't happen.
Oh wow!
It's amazing. It's, you know, sometimes it's quieter than the other times, but then there's those nights when, you know, it's a party. You know, where you never know what you're going to get.
Well, Scott Ellis still looking for the link to other ones. But why don't we continue on and go to the next one?
Okay.
Are we on number five?
Five, yeah.
Okay. We're going to listen to this one, and then we'll see what I hear, right?
And
right. And then we'll see if I'm close. Well, again, a female voice, but can you play it again?
Sure.
See, that's a long one, if
mm-hmm.
you ask me.
Play it again. My head wasn't quite here yet.
Yeah,
I
wasn't even in
my
the
body
ears.
Came here, but my head was still in the bedroom.
Okay.
Go ahead. slowly getting there, guys.
Put your...
Whoa, hey, take it easy there.
No.
you put it there, man. Weekend's
you
over,
Doug.
Do
you want me to go on that or give you guys a little bit more?
Tell us the circumstances around that one.
That was taken shortly after the last one you just played. That was also outside of the residence.
Okay.
This is this one has a very good forward reverse. This is also Haunted Voices clean and did this one. It's below 300 hertz. It ranges from 187 to 259. And for a female voice, as you know, that's very low.
Mm-hmm. Very low.
So a female shouldn't be clocking in anywhere near that zone with
exactly.
That high of a pitch voice.
Very interesting. Did she? What? I couldn't really get out what was said, though. I mean, I missed that when
I was playing. Well, now that we know that, let's play it one more time and
okay.
see
all right.
what we hear. It's too many syllables all run together. I'm having
yeah.
difficulty hearing it.
What Todd got out of it when he analyzed it, and I kind of agreed with after listening to it for a while, is saying his point of view is distracted.
Okay, let's hear it one more time, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you're getting that now.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Greg, I went hacking through my email, similar to what soldiers would do to hack through machete through a jungle, through the thousands of emails I got. For some reason, I could not locate that email. Steve, did you want to pop me that link over in the email? Or, I mean, either way, whatever way we want to do this. Do you want to pop that over to me right now so I can pull it up?
Yeah, let me see if I can, let me see if I can get a teenager off the computer.
And plus, okay. You guys got enough there that you got to work on. I mean, the next one should be the reverse of this one. Hopefully.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, really?
You guys keep rolling with that. I'm going to go back over to the other computer and wait for Steve's email.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's play this next one then and hear that. Go. Oh, wow. That does sound like it's the reverse of it. Play it again. I want to hear it. What do you hear in the reverse of it? Is it the same forward and reverse, or is it different?
No, it's different, which don't make sense, because if you say his point of view is distracted forward yourself on the recorder and play it back, it comes nothing close to this. This one, the best guess is, why don't you go find me?
Why don't you go find me? And you know what's interesting is I did hear the certain parts of that. Can you play it one more time for us, Will? I did hear, I definitely heard before, you know, the me part, and I heard enough syllables to so that why don't you go find is you know, it fits. And now that I heard it again, it does sound like that. So,
And like I was saying during the break, which the people didn't hear, is like when Todd and some others analyzed it, including myself, we theorized that, you know, having such forward and reverses that are different like this come from a place that may contain a paranormal portal or vortex.
Right. And I was saying that's why I was asking about the, like, trying to get a feeling of the lay of the land. Like, what's the ground made of around there? What are there underground streams, things like that? And it turns out there's a lot of interesting stuff going on, that tunnel, you know?
And Missouri does have a lot of underground springs that run through the limestone.
So
there always is a chance, you know, below, you know, somewhere there could be a spring running below the house.
Because what I was looking for is things that hold traditional and ancient feelings of power, you know. And, of course, water sources were always very powerful places to people. But there were other things like Stonehenge is on a hill, right? So,
right.
I mean, you know, but they put it there because it's a powerful place. And so anything that somebody would consider a powerful place, something that would, and therefore vortex or, you know, intersection of ley lines or, you know, things like that, whatever you want to call them, they, you know, that something has a lot of energy there. And it's being used in a very interesting way. That's the same thing I think of the Bell Witch haunting. So let's play. Can we go to number 7?
Sure.
Okay. Let's try. We're going to hear this next one and see what that one is.
Is the little boy with you?
Play that again, because I think I heard it, but I want to see what it says.
Is the little boy with you?
It's there, but it's really faint.
It's very, very faint, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a Class C. That's a harder one. Todd did that one also. That's taken up in the breezeway area of the house. And that goes back to the same date as the one that you guys were saying it's cold. That was the one after that that was captured.
Hmm.
And that's also a forward reverse, so hopefully you got the reverse below that.
You know what? Before we hear what it says forward, let's play the reverse. And then we'll find out both ways, and then we'll play them again.
Hopefully it's got the right one below it.
We'll find out.
Is the little boy with you?
Play it one more time.
Is the little boy with you?
Right there at the end.
Yeah, it's right there at the end. I can't make it out.
Well, forward, Todd came with the best guess on the Class C. It's saying, what boy? On the reverse, it's a little easier to hear for me. We put it at a Class B. He's all grown up.
Wow. That's two totally different sentences.
It don't make sense how these forwards and reverses go together with the syllables, so it's...
Right, that's very
interesting. It's extreme for EVP.
I want to hear it once again forward, and then we'll hear it again backwards. So first play it forward, Will.
Is the little boy with you?
Mm-hmm. Could be. So what boy?
Right. It's a Class C, so, you know, everybody might hear something different on that one.
Is this a youngster's voice?
That's the same one that we were calling Bob, that Steve and some others gave the name Bob to before I came in on the investigation.
Okay. All right. And then go to the reverse one. I want to hear that.
Is the little boy with you?
Interesting. And you're saying, and what was the reverse to say?
He's all grown up.
He's all grown up. Play it again.
Is the little boy with you?
Very interesting. So this is Bob, right?
The one that we named Bob.
The one you named Bob. What
about that depends on the theory of demonic versus disembodied spirits or what's actually there. Some people that get into the demonic theories, like the Warrens, would state that whatever is there, a demon or a legion of demons, what you want to call them, could give anyone any voice at any time in any way.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And they perceive that all these different voices I captured would lean towards more to demonic because it's almost too many just to be having random spirits in there haunting the same place. And with the other activity and evidence and what happened to the prior tenants in the house.
Why? Why would there be demons there?
I would have no idea on that one.
I don't think anybody would.
Well, that's true. I guess only the demons would know. But
why would demons be anywhere? You know,
well,
if one has that concept of demons and angels, you know, from that standpoint.
Yeah.
I perceive what was there as more demonic-like and a haunting nature, as by definition that you would find, you know, out from other groups.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was an infestation phase, it seemed like. The oppression phase was entered, even with Steven afterwards, and then the current tenant that moved out recently before the new ones moved in. And it even went so far as into the beginning stages of possession.
I set the email out.
Okay, cool. We'll be right back.
Go get it.
Yeah, Steve, we're talking a little bit about why would demons be there. So we're dealing with the demonic thing. Maybe you can answer a little bit more on them.
Well, you know, it first started up is when we started getting a lot of the reverse EVPs, the indications from everything that we were getting from everyone is that we hit some type of open portal. In the process of looking through photographs and experiences and stuff, we were able to come up with at least three, maybe possibly five portals located on the property. If you go to the photo page, there's one of the photos that's pretty clear that you do have a portal that things are coming out of, guys. Speaking with the priest that we're working with and Lorraine Warren and such, the priest was convinced that if there's something on that property somewhere that was not closed up properly, whether somebody had tried to perform a ritual of some type, whether it was witchcraft, whether it was whatever, satanic, but there was something that wasn't closed up right. The effects that it had on the families, you know, were physical effects. I mean, at one point, our client was waking up at any given time bitten and bruised for a long period of time. There were physical marks on her body that were not explainable. She was waking up in the middle of the night with something sitting on the side of her bed talking to her. She wasn't sure of the conversations, but later on, the personality changes started going in, and she started actually having periods of blackouts. And now when we're talking about blackouts, we're talking, you know, she would have whole days where she does not remember. And at the point that it got really bad, I went to get her out of the house, and I took her out of the house, and we admitted her into the hospital. At the point that we got her to the hospital, her blood pressure was 236 over 198. Now, the strange thing is her pulse was only at 40. You know,
wow.
So there's a lot of, it's unexplainable. You know, nobody was quite sure. She, you know, there was things going on with her that just could not be explained. I mean, it was, you know, the personality changes. You took this nice, sweet woman, and she turned into the meanest thing you've ever seen in your life at points. You know, actually, you know, suicidal, homicidal, through a lot of counseling with a psychiatrist that is a believer, by the way, which is very important,
mm-hmm.
and a counselor that's a believer, we've been able to pull her out of it. Now, the problem is, a few weeks after as she went down this road, her daughter went down the same road. Her daughter is still hospitalized.
Well, evidently this has happened before, too. I mean, the family across the street suffered tragedy because
right.
of, you know...
And it started, that's a good question, because when it started as that, the fighting between the husband and wife, which we've actually, when we're talking to the people that live there now,
mm-hmm.
one of the first things they mentioned is how they never fought before until they moved into that place. You know, so it does follow some sort of scenario there. You're very right about that.
Interesting. Scott Hill's back.
The evil email Grinch got the email. I cannot get it. I haven't received it yet.
It's not meant to be, Scott.
I think that everything happens for a reason. I don't know. Well, I mean, I sat there and refreshed the screen about 800 times, and
right.
it's not popping up yet. I'll probably get it about 9:05. that's probably when we'll get it, because we have this massive. We actually have like what the virus scan equivalent of like 47 like stormtroopers with AK-47 standing in front of our email boxes, and so it has to go clear through all those guys first before
right.
it gets to our email box. So sometimes it takes a little longer than we want to. Sorry about
maybe
that, guys.
Maybe we could hook up and do it again.
Oh, for sure.
I think so.
And we'll have it online too.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, plus as you revamp the page, you'll put up the new.
And hopefully, Steve, fix that part of the site here in the next day or two. So
cool.
You know,
the plan was tomorrow. So.
Which number are we on, anyways? I missed the rest of the show.
Almost.
We have 9, 10, 11 left.
Oh, yeah, so we got a few. Do you guys want?
Well, the thing is, we only have 4 minutes.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Well, why don't we do one more?
All
right,
let's do one more.
Can we do one more, guys?
Okay, sure.
Cool. All right. What's one? Okay, which one? This
number
is number
9.
Number 9? All right, go ahead and play it. He was singing the chorus from Staying Alive.
There you go.
That's one of the more controversial ones. That was kind of one that borders there. That was actually taken up in the Breezeway area on a different day.
Okay.
But in one of the other adjacent rooms, there was music playing and a couple of teenagers, but the voice does not come from the music or from the teenagers.
So
it's one of those ones, if you go by the Hertz range, it would be, you know, off the chart for an EVP. But the deep male voice in there was not part of anything in the background.
Okay, let's give
it
another listen. Yeah.
Again.
I'm losing it, man. I'm losing it. I couldn't. I didn't hear. Let's hear one more time.
The overload.
I know. Well, it's been a long day, man. Let's do one more time. I tell you what we're gonna do. I want to get your guys' opinion.
Well, there's two on this. The first time I heard it, I heard "You're a Damn Fool, Get Out."
Ooh,
And then when it was analyzed by someone else, they came up something a little odder. Fear of this one, fear of that one.
What's interesting is later on, Greg did get an EVP that talked about the fear of death.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Interesting. God, let's hear it one more time. I want to hear either way.
I definitely heard the damn fool part.
Well, yeah, it sounds a little bit more. There's not that much emotion in it, though. It's like, you're a damn fool. Get out or get the hell out. It sounds more like more monotone, whereas if it was my house, I'd be like, you're a damn fool. Get out. But it's definitely
the Amityville get out.
Yeah.
like I said, you picked the controversial one because it's up on the website that's going to be marked as such.
Okay.
It's unique, but it's one of those ones that everybody would be able to peg at because of the background noise with it.
Well, these are all very unique, I have to say. This is all, I mean, I've been through all of them myself
already.
And the
thing is, we can only scratch the surface in the amount of time that we've had. There's so much more.
Oh, yeah.
But okay, 2 minutes. We've got 2 minutes, I know. So I want to answer a quick
question. I didn't see me busting you over the head.
I want to answer a quick question. What's special, I know, understand about the basement, right?
Right.
What's special about the breezeway again?
The male spirit, he occupied the whole upper area, but when we were actually going to investigate, it was like he would go back into that breezeway to hide from us. It was unusual. If you go to the website, you'll see a picture when people would come and go from the house. We got a picture of him. When people would come and go from the house, they always felt like he was watching, and every once in a while, you would look back and you'd actually catch him in the window watching you. And there's a picture on the site that shows him standing in the window looking out. But
even some of the neighbors would remark about it as being one reason why they crossed the street. They would point up to the window and refer to the thing up there that watches them out from out the window.
Something
he became quite famous. People would go by waving at him constantly. So,
Scott, have you seen the picture? Will, do you have that site up still? Because I want to show Scott the picture of the guy in the window.
Oh, you want to show it to me?
Yeah.
I think I've seen it, but I'll see it again. I want to see it again.
I want you to
remember.
See it and tell me what you think of this. Because it's absolutely incredible.
I'm going to go over here to Will's mic.
But because of this case here, that's one area that NPR is going to outreach on. And that's going to be possibly lobbying some state legislators concerning haunted house disclosure and psychological impact laws.
Am I looking at that shadow?
Larger states, and also to make them inclusive of tenants.
Oh, yeah.
Besides the owners or leases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm seeing this picture right now. There's definitely like an outline of a person in this window. That's really why. Yeah, I looked at that. I actually let me come over here to this mic now. I actually looked at that a couple days ago. I saw that picture also. It's an amazing photo, guys. And then somebody that kind of like walk out there and go, "Hey, gotcha," and
shoot the pretty much so. That's pretty much how it happened.
That's what you have to do. Well, guys, I gotta
still
say,
not as good as the one Tom got last week, but
is that up on the site?
Tom's is the one you discussed last week. I was on that.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry, I don't remember what happens from day to day, much less week to week, guys. Don't quiz me like that anymore.
Sure.
That's an amazing photo. I know we've been getting, the email box has been getting crammed with people going, "Man, where the heck did that thing come from?" I'm like, they just sent it to us and said, "Hey, what do you think?" I'm like, what do we think?
We think we want to talk about
that. Yeah, we think we want to have you on the show. So let's talk about this. Definitely an amazing piece of work.
There's some people at the Disney's on Pixar Studio analyzing it now.
Really?
So we're waiting for results to come back from them because Kodak's been slow.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Pixar, employees that are working on it, they have, millions of dollars of equipment there to play.
Oh, yeah, to really dig into it. But the work you guys are doing, it's amazing. It's equally amazing. This is all amazing stuff. That's why I wanted to have you guys on the show. This thing kind of came together, in the period of, a couple days, too, guys. We just kind of were going back and forth. I think, was it Greg? I think you emailed me and said, "Hey, where do I get my goopy guides I put out?" He's like, "Hey, man, those guides are funny, man. You know, is there anywhere I can, get the..." I'm like, "Yeah, you can download it here. That's totally cool. Take it as much as you want." And then we got into this thing, and, hey, come on the show. Let's talk about this thing. It's really, I'm glad you guys came on. We really appreciate it.
And I'm glad, too, that you guys had us on.
This is
we had a lot of fun. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we'll do this again for sure. If you guys get any more
pleasure.
Stuff, please come on the show. We'd love to have you back on again.
Well, you still got enough EVP here probably to fill up a good segment.
Yeah, no. We didn't get through it all. Sorry. We didn't get through it all. There was just so much stuff to go through, man. But we'll have you back on again. We'll have you guys back back on again if you want. Hang on the line. We're going to close the show out. Just stay, hang tight for
okay,
one
we'll
second.
Okay, we'll stay on.
All right, cool. Guys, that's it.
Yeah.
This thing, this show blew by.
It sure did.
It
went really quick. I mean, sometimes we worry about that, but there's always great people like yourself coming on to talk about all this wild stuff, and there's just so much activity at the Union Screaming House, it seems. That,
yeah, if you guys want us again, I think you could fill another hour and a half.
I think we should. We should definitely do that.
Everybody, I'd like to thank all the listeners for listening. I'd like to thank Pioneer Radio and Omni Sound Radio 1.
KWTF, the new station worldwide.
Yeah,
carrying us this week.
KWTM
Thank
worldwide.
You. Hope you guys enjoyed us. Welcome.
Robin Valley Community Radio.
Yeah.
And all the micropower channels, all the other folks who are broadcasting us.
Who think they're pirating our signal.
Yeah.
Who think they're pirating.
You
we don't really care.
It.
You can have it. We don't care. It's no deal.
But thank you, everybody, for listening and being part of Ghostly Talk.
Yes.
We'll be back next week with Mark Macy.
Oh, man. That's my man right
World
there,
ITC.
That's going to be a heck of a show. If
Instrumental Transcommunications. Mm-hmm. You guys, with that, we've got to close the show. We have to make way for more exciting programming on Pioneer and all the other channels that you're listening on, and we'll be back next Sunday,
mm-hmm.
6 p.m. Eastern Time, for 3 hours of instrumental transcommunication.
Yeah, it's going to be a really packed, cram-filled show of stuff like that. It's something not to miss, definitely. And that note, let's get out of here, Doug. Who am I?
You are Scott L. Who am I?
And you are Doug.
Why,
I'm
thank
Will.
You're not going to put up with that, are you, Will?
We'll see y'all next week. Thank you.
Bye-bye, guys.
I need to go someplace where a man can think. Listen to now. I need to go someplace where a man can